Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the beat feel, beat round and round? That pose she go, that sound to make when she hit the floor. Go boom. I'm gonna take her to my room. For show, for show,
for show.
So I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
Pick up BNP. We fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
Make it rain, make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, at the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be cute. LOC. Three Turtles. Yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
BKL, PNT, all the ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio. J-Dog, V-Dog. Ain't the frame picks. Let's go.
You wanna see some ass. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me
dance. And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now.
And that's gonna make me
dance. Call in, get your shout out on.
Make it rain,
yeah.
Make it rain,
yeah.
Make it rain,
where you from?
Make it rain,
yeah.
Make it rain,
yeah. Make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain. Make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain, I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain, I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain,
15,558 people listening in, y'all.
You wanna see some ass?
Yeah, why you playing?
Yeah.
I wanna see some ass.
So what you saying,
man? Sexy ladies everywhere, baby. 468 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get the ass in the building.
Make it rain.
Dolly, you going ham, bruh. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't the Frame Pink. Let's go!
So fucked up. The whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kick, get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid, I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I'm done. I was a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. It's like, oh, Michael, do you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, "Nigga, is you crazy?"
Legion, the legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's straight dog, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
the vet. I need a sexy girl, a lady in the street with a freak in the sheets. Let's get it.
Come on. sometimes a little touch, you wish I still had it. Till I finally see life, you decided to grasp it. Don't get me wrong, the boy's still eating, and every time I hit the studio, no one straight beat. It seems like most of these rappers are fun, right? They still make it, try to pose as your home, huh? Why is the world struck with some problems? Why him and his baby, she crazy, starting to bar. Come on, my homie say he's struggling to fly cycles. See the light when I get to this drug cycle. Get the rock, pop a few sacks. What the fuck up, turn the ground, we walk back. Now we doing the murder rap. No time, got these thoughts on my mind. No time, I keep falling off my grind. Leave my thoughts through my grind. This is not a secret, but the difference is a secret. This is how I see things. From my family, I was being sick and dying to be sick. I'm in the presence. It's all love and no time for friendship. Business minded, as I'm on my business. When I thought I finished, I was going to leave that. It's not just a list. This is the brain to my life and the vibe. It's in mind, I've been scared to have this hole in my palm.
Here
family, want to be family. I can't help it, I was more on a plane. When I went the one way, I should disappear the rain. Not a chain on me, but I got my chain on me. Got more money, but I'm still chain on me. And every day, I compare between the fake. Just keep on the it's like heaven wake up, it's not what it means. I'm still a boy, dreaming of a dream. Still got visions of me flying in my Lambo. High in the sky, ain't no telling where I land. Get on the airplane. Ain't got to take the fancy pain. I'm only taking on. I'm going home. I'm only taking on. I'm going home. Give me a ticket on the airplane. Ain't got to take the fancy pain.
Where they do that radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's coming together, doing what they do. Real talk, this is your host, J-Dawg. You can hit us up at 347-934-0318. We'll be featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Now, for all y'all that definitely don't want to miss nothing, man, we also can catch us on 570-533-0071. So that way you won't get bumped off. You'll definitely ride with us and ride with us as we continue to bring this good music to you. Like I said before, man, yo, a lot of good things getting ready to pop off. Yo, today campaign is definitely in the building. It's definitely doing what they do. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now is see if I got my partner in crime on the dime and see if she out there with me riding shotgun. Yo, V-Dub, if you can hear my voice, are you out there? Are you riding with me?
I'm riding, J-Dawg. What's up?
What's up with you? What's up with you, man? Am I coming in loud and clear?
Loud and clear.
All right. That's what I want to hear. So what's been up with you?
I'm starting my Food for Orphans eBay auctions today.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yep. I got my first thing is this International Concepts cocktail dress. Retail $99.
Okay.
I'm starting it for a penny. New with tag.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Hopefully I'm gonna give 20. Yeah. $100 dress for a penny. Hey, why not? 20% of the funds raised through these auctions go directly to Food for Orphans, and the rest go to my firm, V-Source, which will give 10% of that back again at the end of the year. So 30% to Food for Orphans. So y'all follow me on Twitter, VWATL, so you can take a look at the listings. Beautiful gifts for your girl, you know.
True.
Because, you know, I do a lot of celebrity shopping and so forth. So some of the things I pick up, and if they don't fit, we just hold on to them, and then we'll do the auctions. So most of this stuff is Louboutins, Gucci, Chanel. Got a lot of stuff that I'm about to get ready to auction off. Everything's starting at a penny.
Okay, all right. Hey, y'all better get in where y'all fit in. Y'all better get at my girl, B-Dub, real talk.
Yeah, swimsuits, vests, dresses, heels, purses, luggage, gloves, scarves, perfume, you. I sell it all.
Okay,
I'll auction Miss Rare Breed if you want me to.
Ooh, okay, real talk. You already know what it is, real talk, man. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. Get it in.
We can get some dough if we auction off Miss Rare Breed. 20% back to Food for Orphans.
Okay, there you go. There you go, man. Y'all better get on in. Y'all better do what y'all do. This is where they do to that radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The time is 9:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're definitely on the grind on WTVTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. All you got to do is get in where you fit in, do what you do, and the rest is going to be history. We're going to drop some more we're going to drop some more of this beautiful music on them. I'm going to let everybody know what's up and what's happening. Yo, shouts out goes out to my man, DJ Zoo Man, Glance Radio in the building, CBS, AOL, the whole crew. You already know how I do. All where they do to that radio is all about the urban experience. So, yo, just sit in, do what you do. Real talk. I'm going to take one more caller. We're going to see what's up, see what's happening. Then we're going to jump back into this rotation, man. You know how we do it, V-Dub. You know how we do it. We're going to see what's up. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's up. Let's see what we got. I'll be checking in. Real talk, your caller, last 4 digits of your number is 9080. You're definitely in the building. WTTA Radio is coming to you, man. Who we got checking in on where they do that radio?
What's good, J-Dubs?
What's up? What's up? Tell me who we got checking in, man.
Thank you. That's DJ Cool. And Cordy, man.
DJ Cool and Cordy, man. Real talk. It is what it is. What's good with you, man? What's popping off up there in Philly right now, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just recently got done blowing something. And just sitting back chilling, man.
Okay. So, you know, every time DJ Cool called it, you know, Vito, they got a connect on some weed out there, man. Real talk. I don't know if they are a municipal patient or something. I don't know, man. They just keep it on deck all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. What it is. I mean, y'all ain't one of the recipients, is you know what I'm saying? Got your little card and everything is going in. Just you know, I'm just messing with you. I'm just saying. It is what it is. Look at you, man. That's an idea, man. You see what happened. I'm just saying, man. You know, y'all know how I feel about weed, man. For all y'all don't know how I feel about weed, let me just break it down because I got a lot of listeners on here. They really don't catch the gist of what I mean. You know, so we don't promote the use of drugs, but this is what we feel about marijuana.
Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
And because he did. I don't think it's all that bad. So do what you got to do. Real talk, yo, DJ Cool, my man, yo, the Hitman, definitely holding it down, doing what they do. Philadelphia's finest, definitely in the building, man. Hey, real talk, you already know how we're going to do it. We're going to turn this thing up to a whole nother level, man. Yo, what you want to let the fans know, man? You want to give them some shout-outs, let them know what's up, what's good, man?
Basically, everybody keep doing what you're doing, keep grinding. Because This whole thing is a movement. I mean, the whole station, we all a movement right now. We all a big family, a big movement. Cordette, man, you know, Beats, he got him in. I mean, y'all, I mean, at the Hitman 215, it's Twitter, me is at Business Boy Sims. So, yeah, like, we're willing to work with everybody. I mean, you know, I see everybody out there, the Bull CYN, Legion, you know. We'll see folks. Everybody. Shout out to some you know, my man Phoenix Supreme.
Okay.
Mr. Sheen. Okay. Mr. Sheen, my man Mr. Sheen, he just got out in me recently, you know. So we about to get back work again, so yeah. It's about to go all ways right now.
Real talk. You already know what it is. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, this is the urban experience like never before. We are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. All we want you to do is just sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe, do what you do, and the rest is going to be history. Remember, this is WTBTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Thank you. Forgive me for my appetite. I be slowly stopping on, I'm elevating past 8 flights. So let me take it and kiss my ass tonight. I'm all about it.
I'm just, I'm balancing my chain, my dog. say I was a member. Papa, how to stack your money, yo, that's my agenda. All about the day, they can't get my money back. Only real, we'll be getting down for a thrill.
Oh, I'm feeling all alone. Sometimes I feel tired. I've got the fall. I'm always on the road. Every minute with me, I see the smile. I'm feeling all alone. Girl, I'm the fall. All the time I'm holding. Girl, I don't want to be alone. I love
and unlimited networking. For additional information, call VDUB at 678-389-2000. 6869 or follow me on Twitter at DWATL. Remember to tune in and share the dog, DWATL, and Beanie Weenie on where they do that on radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
Yo, real talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. The time is 10:19 Eastern Standard Time. Get in where you fit in. Like I say, man, yeah, I'm going ham in the booth. Real talk, it is what it is. But you know what? In the meantime, in between time, it's all about the urban experience. So you know what I'm saying? We're going to go to request line. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see where you're doing it at because it's all about the urban experience. It's all about the fans. Fans, do not forget to vote for your favorite artist. Hit us up at 678-534-8447. Leave it on the voicemail. The CPU will do the rest. Real talk, because, yo, this is the reason why they doing it. It's for the love of the fans, love for the craft. Yo, real talk, it is what it is. We're going to go to the lines right now to see what's up, see what's happening, seeing where you're doing it at, on where they do that at, radio. Yo, call if the last 4 digits of your number is 6144. You're definitely on the flow. We have a little bit over about 21,000 live listeners is on the line right now, 22 million in the queue on Last FM. Who we got checking in, man?
How you doing? This is Mrs. Green with Liberated Solutions.
All right, all right, all right, all right. How you doing?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you.
All right, all right. Well, hey, we cannot complain. Yo, this is an excellent day, great day. I'm telling you, man, you really gave us the business last night with that commentary last night. So I want to tell you, live on the air, I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that.
Definitely. Well, you know what the talk of the town tonight is. We're trying to figure out what they're doing in the White House. What are they doing? Can somebody please tell me what they're doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? You came to the right place because I'm going to definitely break it down to you and let you know what are they doing. That's a good question. What are they doing out there in the White House? You know what I'm saying? They everything right now, you know, August the 1st is tomorrow. August the 2nd is when they're supposed to have the deadline for this new debt plan in order to raise the ceiling. There's a lot of speculation about just really how that's going to affect all of us out here. So real talk. Yo, I'm going to be cleaning it up. I'm going to be cleaning it up for the listeners and definitely let everybody know what's up and what's happening. But definitely we got a lot of new callers on the air, a lot of new folks on the line that are definitely concerned about their coach and their community. So definitely let them know what they need to do to definitely get involved and definitely get this whole movement really in the right perspective.
Oh, no doubt. Like I said, you know, just keeping it real, please. Like I said, we have to watch real closely now, okay? Because see, whatever's going to happen in society right now is going to affect everybody. I mean, if you've never been a politician, you know, you don't have to be to figure out what's going on out there, okay?
That's
people
right.
are hurting each other. People are dying. People are doing everything they can to survive, but in the meantime, we just have to keep our minds stable. Keep focused, people. You have to keep focused because if you don't, you're going to make mistakes that's going to cost you dearly. So just like I say, just keep focused, you know, and do what you do. Do what you do best. Is it music that you do best? Is it art? Is it drama? You know, as far as good drama, please. Anything that, as long as it's positive, you know what I'm saying? Just stay in a positive state of mind. That's the most important thing right now.
That's right, because we all definitely need to stay in a positive frame of mind. We definitely need to stay focused on the things that are around us. Definitely take heed to what's being, you know, spoken of in media with the politicians, the White House, the government, the whole nine yards. And definitely, you know, before the night is done, I'm going to definitely be shedding some light on those issues, really letting everybody know really what they can do in their local community to definitely get involved and all that good stuff, because we do definitely have a voice. We have a platform in place where we can definitely voice our opinions, voice what we want to have exactly change in our community. So therefore, we can, you know, definitely take our place, you know, among this whole thing, because it's survival at this point. Right now, in order for you to survive, you got to know what's going on. You got to know how it's going to affect you. You got to know certain things that you definitely need to do. So definitely, definitely, before the night is done, we're going to definitely shed a light on that issue. You know, I want to appreciate all of the supporters of Where They Do That Radio, WTDTA Radio, for definitely, you know, riding with us and doing what we do. Again, when I say urban experience, when I say that, it's not a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing. That means that everything that you're listening to, everything that is affecting you internally and externally, if this is speaking to you, then we are talking to you. And we definitely want you to definitely get involved. And definitely don't, we got the number out here, so you can definitely talk to the world. We got a lot of listeners worldwide that definitely want to hear from you. So definitely hit us up. Let us know what you think. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to do what we do. But definitely, Ms. Green, I'm going to definitely bring you back on the line in just a second. Don't forget, call us. Yo, if you don't want to get bumped off and go to extended segment, please dial 570-533-0071. Please mute your phone. We'll definitely keep it going on, but we got a lot of stuff we're going to be chopping up before the night is done, so you definitely want to get in where you fit in. This is the Urban Experience like never before, but we are definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side, and I'm saying that in a good way, you know what I'm saying? Not in a scary way, but in a good way, because you definitely want to be informed. You definitely want to know what's up. You want to know what's happening. You want to definitely know what you need to do to definitely partake in this urban experience and this entire movement. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, just sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe. Tell a friend to get it in. Hit us up, 347-934-0318. You already know what it is. This is your boy, J-Dawg, so just ride with me.
Hey, it's your girl, V-Dub, before the live, from Where They Do That.
Real dudes making real moves, and I'm doing what the real dudes. I used to ride, sell a stretch, leave me alone. Cause it only made me strong. Deal with me, change shit. I love going through the struggle. It made me be a man and help her break my hustle. I try to tell these niggas I'm back at it, my nigga. Black president, like what that's supposed to mean. And niggas still getting jacked far out the wing. Niggas still getting that ghost kick, no shit. Jobs still hard to find exactly where they go. Doing trucks to make you dance silly. I do it for the struggle for sales to Kansas City. This how I'm rocking, but the topic not an option. I'm lying. Better do something. Get rich and bad. Trying. These niggas still be trying to follow us. They need to be a leader, not a follower. Let's get it. Still leader, my nigga. Don't try to follow us. There's a lot of niggas losing their pride. Better swallow it up. There's a lot of bandwagon trying to take sides. Taking care of our kids like fuckers. Sometimes I think about the sideways of going well. Hold the wall, ready to prepare for when it goes down. What goes around, comes around, that's karma, ain't it? Retaliation is a must that made karma famous. Thank you. Still the best.
Now, baby, on the road, bro, I was so broke. Felt up my last red sand. Had to do something. My job support was duty. I lost my job. We got fired. Went to the street and got hired. Trapping all night. I was so tired. Then I woke up from the nightmare. And I was scared. What you thinking that I'm not? Are you sleeping on me? She knew what I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said that I was hot. And she blew me. This woman is trying to clean me. Opposites attract. She's because I think that she knows me. But I may not know her. She must be my persona. She looks so good and I'm getting because I want her. She's looking for the shit. I'm making moves on the beat. I make a groove. Cries with my ambition. She ride and her. She pops back. So she's just 96. She still has been pounding. But picture me rolling. Lord knows I hit her up until the end of time. Be against the world. Only God can judge me. Life goes on. Hail Mary, lens count my pages. Yeah, mama, keep your head up. When thugs cry on my block, I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many tears trap the feelings fundamental and never changes, just a different thing. Same.
We'd like to welcome you all for coming out tonight. Damn, bro. Like that club. Hope you're going.
And you know this, and you know man.
So hard for all the dudes that don't know how to say it. You know, say it for the fuck with me. We was both 18 meeting in a strange city. He was a country girl and I lived in many cities. I was finding myself drinking beer, smoking chicken. You was studying hard, I had a job to keep you busy. I was so disrespectful, high I ran around the city. Before when you were seen, you would say it was a city. Drunk and juggling home for 2 years, you just watched. I was running out of doors with different chickens non-stop. Associated with getting head, a dodging and slaying con. I built a reputation to R. Kelly at a bar. Then when I approached you, he was smiling, you were outside. We was either on the phone and you was chilling at the spot. Brothers and niggas love, brother, he changed his love. My business didn't change, I'm more strange, I'm more love. I didn't understand it, just screaming, I'm like, buzz. That bitch isn't in nothing, no feeling, I just buzz. But that's a song. Shit, I'm sorry, that's my love. The bitches had me gas, I was bad, and I know I was. Now we all grown, it's the past, it's over with. So people end up with somebody who gives you the world, sis. That shit I put you through, it's like niggas, they ain't shit. So people can move past it and find some happiness. Get a house and buy a crib, get a dog and have a kid. Don't be thinking about that shit that I did, I was a kid. Pain it brings with me, but on top of that, I'm sorry. I'm only looking back if I can have to go to Mari. When I see you, when I'm hoping it's just successful, the plan of all that shit that I did, I'm going to stress more.
Not enough, and look at how I treated you. Always kept you at a distance when I really needed you. It was a hard lesson, but I learned it well. I started missing you the day that you walked out the door. I never blamed you, it was always me. Giving you all your love, I cheated on you constantly. My family was something that I strived for. Started as a friend and turned to someone I would die for. I know it wasn't right, I deserve the change. But some calm, chaos like a hurricane. My life is reckless, to say the least. I did you wrong and you forgave me when I ran the streets. And I regret the day you always made me lose it. How'd you win like we don't know each other? This is useless. We're better than this. I know it's not the end, baby girl. Listen up, tell me where do I begin? I know. Lesson, you got me stressing, but for me and you, for me to love, I do it the way I was so mean to you. I cannot be with this, I left your heart for me, you left this, I need to get off my chest, you need to keep with this, I never knew love, this is the people, then I'm sorry for all the wrong in the bullshit that I put you in. This is coming from the heart, and I mean every word I speak is true. I've been hating, cause they don't see what I see in you. I took your love for granted, my hope you understand, and I never miss to call you so much pain. That's why I fantasize about the love we had. It was like a crazy blessing in disguise, certainly. And for that, I'm sorry. I'm Thank you.
All about the money, 2015 money, ran up on a minute, dark told money. 2012 coming, so get the running. Call my duffel bag, turkey money is a stuffing. I whip your head, boy, you have a concussion. Get my nigga, get the brain, like concussions. No further discussion, money is lucky. Hand surfing on the waves, and I hit the dougie. And they say he ain't fresh, born fresh clean. Cocky ain't consistent, yeah, Mr. CT. Hopping in the game, next generation TNT. Yeah, we blowing up, all in on the macaroni. Boy, your fantasies working like a can of beans. I'm on fire and I'm iced, I am deep. I'm just looking for my honey like a swarm of bees. I ain't talking to the wind, I say I'm slapping cheese. Let it do your beauty pain. 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 And your girl all on the night, take a piece. I'm gonna look for you, I'm gonna look for you, I'm gonna look for you. You don't know who that is, where the best beat. The clear water beach, riding on the jet skis. White shirt, Nikes, with my cat these. Boy, you can't match these back, it's your last king swag. They thought I was slacking, but I was packing. I'm just trying to do that right thing. Get a couple girls that do that all night thing. Yeah, but it's only your one night thing. So get it in, get it out, make it extra clean. SBM, yeah, super fresh. Get more checks, so give you more sex. Yeah, get the DJ, baby, fast. I hop up on the track, touch my life, crack. Get a DJ, baby, fast. Yeah. I see him walking on the corner of the street, ready to walk some somebody for my own sneaky shit. I see the same old hotels and old dirty sheets. We watch a new girl as we get fucked for OT. Not even the woman comes with the guard in the hood. I heard the law is the dog who be tipping her. Like a wrestler, he be on the floor pinning her. Thinking that it's love, she give it up. I'm a cop, she just wanna be careful. She wanna get a voice call like an air horn. Ready for a new day like it's been gone. Black and blue, she puts on her hair tall. She's in the closet, my mother in a woman need. Looks like that she took her home with insecurity. And she be searching for becoming now vacant. Why you said she's looking for love in the fall? What you gon' do? What you gon' do?
Cause you just got me.
Ready to release your project?
don't have a venue or an audience to give you the feedback that you desire, then you should join me, D-Dub, along with all of my superstar friends and social butterflies on August 20th at Upscale Atlanta for the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge event. I'm talking champagne, appetizers, complimentary parking, and networking with entertainment industry experts. All while your 15-inch CD, MP3, or DVD airs live for the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge event attendees and over where they do the radio. Hosted by Access Be Life. Hey, you never know who's listening. Call 678-389-3869 for VIP accommodation reservation and for ticket information by August 5th. This event is brought to you by D4 PR Marketing, Fame Exchange Charity Concert, Request Be Lifestyle, and Spellbound Media and Entertainment. You know the Fame Exchange DJ channel will be rolling. Holla at your girl.
Yo, you already know what it is. You already know how it goes down. This is where they do that at Radio Wood, featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, it's a lot of stuff that's definitely popping up, but you definitely want to be in the building August the 20th. Yo, definitely, if you're in the A, you know what you need to do. You need to get at my girl, B-Dub, so she can definitely let you know what's up, what's happening, and how it's going down. Yo, B-Dub, you still riding shotgun with me, man?
Yep, J-Dog, I'm out here.
All right, so she out here holding down. Real talk, it is what it is. VW, have you been having a chance to, you know, I know you're real busy, but have you had a chance to actually check out the news in terms of all the stuff that's popping off in Congress right now?
Yeah, with the debt ceiling bullshit, and, man, forget all that. Forget all that. I can't stand the way Congress likes to... They love the spotlight. You get what I'm saying? Like, every time I watch political news, it's really, it feels like TMZ. Like, are you kidding me? You really playing with people's livelihood and day-to-day like this? Like, we on the episode of Pumped. Like, you know, I don't... What I'm more interested in right now is what our mayor of Atlanta is doing. That's somebody that is more direct because... Congress can kiss my grits.
It's the time.
I'll call the money maker. What up, though?
Has joined the conference. Say that again, V-Dub.
I said Congress can kiss my grits right now. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, just in a
nutshell. But I do appreciate what our mayor here in Atlanta is doing as far as I'm all for the penny tax to make our roads better, make them wider, and give us more room because I hate traffic in Atlanta. It's awful.
Traffic is
terrible. So, and I'm not one of those people that have to get in traffic every day. Thank God for the luxury of being able to operate my business from my home office. But once I do have to go check my mail, send a package, you know, or just run my regular errands, it takes 20 minutes to get to Kroger. And Kroger is two seconds away.
Exactly, you know, so I feel you, you know, on a federal level and on a state level, there's a lot of issues and a lot of things.
Level.
Yeah, exactly, you know, local, state, city, all the way up to federal, there's a lot of issues that definitely, you know, have been making the press and have been definitely been very detrimental issues. You know, the focal point right now, you know, if all y'all that don't know, just basically in terms of what's happening, Obama and Congress did reach, you know, a debt deal. They're saying, you know, which we already knew that, you know, default would have been a devastating effect on our economy. Obama said in the White House, relating to the news to the American people, the financial markets around the world, he thanked the leaders of both parties, you know, which is, you know, John Bernard, telephoned Obama at the meeting and today and said that the agreement had been struck. Officials said no votes were expected in either House of Congress until Monday at the earliest, to give rank and file lawmakers time to review the package, you know, pretty much in a nutshell. They are deciding to do something. I mean, but it really goes to show you, and what I've been saying from the very beginning, is you know, there's a plan in place. There's a lot of stuff in place that we really have to pay attention to. Now, you know, the minute it starts to deal, just like what Vito was saying, when it starts to trickle down to your pocketbook, when it starts to trickle down, when you go to the gas pump, when it starts to trickle down to the point when you look at your utility bills, then you definitely need to be concerned about what a lot of these politicians, I'm going to say it, I'm going to be nice, politicians that are in office in terms of what they're doing, in terms of speculating and trying to figure out what's up and what's happening. And like I said before, there are a lot of things in place right now. Hopefully this is an eye-opener to a lot of the folks in our community, our culture, to definitely take heed to what you must do. Now, you know, because again, do not wait or think that, okay, just like, you know, you can't put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. It's only going to stop some of the bleeding, but it's not going to fix the problem. You know, you got to have surgery, you got to remove the bullet, the whole 9 yards. A process must take place. And basically, I think from a lot of aspect of a lot of us that's in media that's really been petitioning, really been pushing the aspect of really what's being done and having a voice in the ears and eyes of the consumers, we feel that really this is something that they really can't afford right now to have, you know, a revolution to the point where people are just going to take matters into their own hands. But don't just think, okay, well, they reached the debt, you know, deal, then, okay, all is fine and dandy, let's just move on to something else. I want you to understand that if they're threatening to take these things away, you have to watch and voice your opinion on what must be done. And it's a very simple solution if you really look at it from a standpoint of really how the rules are laid out. But definitely, you know, I'm going to be shedding some more issues, you know, shedding some more light on all this stuff. I definitely want to hear from the definite consumers, the fans, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, the artists all across the globe definitely doing what you do because, again, this petition is, you know what I'm saying, is definitely one that we are, you know, going to continue to push. So we're going to continue to push folks to the point where they are compelled to make a decision. You got to stand for something to fall for anything. And all I'm saying is right now, you got to stand for something. But definitely, I feel you, B-Dub. I definitely feel you. You know, shouts out to, you know, to our folks here locally, definitely holding it down, doing whatever they can to definitely make this thing better is definitely a way to go, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
the issue, J-Dog, on the city level, was people don't or can't afford a penny tax. And that's a penny tax on everything. That's a penny tax on your gas. You know, it's not really just 1 cent. You know, it's like a percentage of or
exactly.
On top of type of scenario. So that could impact your gallons of gas. Because it's a penny per gallon, I guess. So I don't know. I don't really know, you know, the ingredients. But
I got you, but you know what?
You get what I'm saying. At the end of the day, it's just not 1 cent. School lunch
right.
go
it's
up
not,
and you pay for school lunch 5 times a week. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it adds up to really like a car note at the end of the year, an additional one.
Additional car note, exactly. An additional
right.
$500 or $600, $700 that you normally are not
or
spending.
Or maybe a year. Let's say a year, it's an additional $700 that you
exactly.
would otherwise have spent going to the club or, I mean,
doing,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
the club gets more expensive because you got a tax on the gas that you use to go to the club, the food you eat after you come out.
That's right. It affects everything. It affects
the
everything.
Clothes you bought to go. Hairdo.
There you go. There you go. Everything is everything. Everything is subject to the cost of inflation. So
that
real
haircut,
talk, you know,
that net, that pedicure, everything
right.
is going to be higher.
That's right.
It seems like we've already paid for this stuff.
Okay. Good point. Go
right.
on. Go on.
Okay,
well,
doesn't
I mean,
it, though? For all the listeners, yeah. don't it seem like we've already paid to where we should be
yeah.
able to move around our cities without being clustered?
Exactly.
I mean,
see, you know,
but regardless of what people think, Atlanta, we're not in New York. You get what I'm
exactly.
saying? We drive cars. We don't hail cabs. You
exactly.
know?
Only,
I hate calling
you.
A cab. I hate having to catch a cab.
I hear you. You know, it's a toss-up between the taxi and the bus. Or, you know what I'm saying, do what you
now,
do.
I don't
but,
mind the bus too much. But, well, really, I prefer the train. I hate the bus.
Okay. You know, it's a preference. You know, you can't, but at the end of the day, you
but
can't.
But you can't get to the station by just snapping your hands, so.
You know, so it's You can't escape it. But the things right now that are detrimental to us, we definitely, you're right, we need to pay attention. And you're right.
Yeah,
you made
we
it, you,
pay attention. Point.
That's right. It's kind of like you said, it's like, didn't we just pay for this stuff? Yes, we did. So it's like, okay, since we just paid for it, then why do we have to pay again? Well, this is called, in the world of accounting, for all you that have an accounting degree or taking some courses in accounting, you know, they teach you a course that also talks about voodoo accounting, which means that,
okay,
you know, you see the money, you know, you see the money until you add everything up. Then when you add it up, it just magically disappears because
voila.
Real, voila. You know, it's like we have it, but if we apply what we have to spend for it, how we have to use it, we don't have it. You know, so it's a shifting. And the biggest, you actually made 2 points, if whether you realize it or not. It's like, okay, we shift stuff around at the top to make stuff better at the bottom. But when we shift stuff down, you know, from top to bottom or whatever was being done, it affects everything in that whole perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
people have to figure out at the end of the day, how do I increase my net worth? How do I increase my income potential? Because if everything else is going up and I'm only making the same amount of money, then I'm going to have a shortfall somewhere. A phone is going to get cut off. A note going to be late. You know, I'm about to call my rent person or my mortgage company, let them know, you know, I can't give them all of it. I got to give them some of it. You know, real talk is what it is. You're going to have more months than you have money. And this is a repetitive problem. So real talk.
It is.
We just have to realize what it is we must do. And again, today is the day. Today is the day campaign is all about opening your eyes to options and alternatives to things that we all can do. It's not just set for one group or race or certain class of people. It's for everyone. You know what I'm saying? But if we don't take advantage of these things that are there, then we are going to only be subject to the things that affect us. And, again, the cost of inflation is definitely one. The cost of inflation is definitely one. The debt ceiling situation is definitely one because, again, I mean, look, we were this close, and we're not out of the woods yet. Of basically having a main source of what affects our community in terms of livelihood threatened because the government can't pay their bills. So you really need to think, you know, hey, just all I'm saying is, man, just pay attention. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, Vita, I'm going to take another caller right quick. We definitely want to get some more folks on the line to really definitely, you know, open their mind out to this because it's definitely something that we definitely need to take heed of and speak on. So let me go to the line right quick. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Yo, real talk, yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number is 6141. You're definitely on WTDTA radio, a little over 22, yo, we got a little over 22,000, am I getting it right? Yeah, 22,754. And, you know, of course, a little over 22 million that's on Last FM. Who we got checking in on WTDTA radio?
Good, J-Dog. It's the one and only Miss Rare Breed.
What's up with you?
Not much, man. I've been actually working pretty good today. I cut my first show. And oh, B-Dub, I heard you earlier about that thing. Yeah, I'll do it. Just let me know when you want to do it. And also, I need a commercial from you for your event.
Okay.
Either just do a voiceover, and I'll cut the commercial for you, and just send me all the links, the websites, and the phone number, whatever people got to do, the instructions in order to
J-Dog could just send you the commercial that we did, and then you could put it to whatever music you want.
And I'll put it, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually cut like a visual commercial where I can put it in my show and I can incorporate it in the things that I'm doing.
Lovely.
Because I just cut my first show today for Miss Red Breed TV. I think I'm going to do two shows. I think I'm going to do a midnight show where I do like the R&B songs, things of that nature. And then I'm going to do an afternoon show where I'm going to be doing, I'm going to resume the unsigned artists and independent artists music videos. So if you got a video out there, just submit your video to me, MissRareBreed@gmail.com. It's MS period, RareBreed @gmail.com. Just submit me your video and I'll put you on the show and then I'll let you know what day your show is going to show.
All right, real talk. Hey, like I told you, it's all about the networking. It's all about the networking. Folks definitely doing what they do. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, Sopoff, you out there, man. This is what I want you to do, man. You can go ahead and unmute your mic, though, and definitely add a comment to what you just heard earlier, man.
Yo.
Yo, what up, man? What's up?
Cool, man. Cool, man. Just sitting here soaking up this thing, man. This awareness y'all put out there for your ears, man. Let me stay in my brain.
Definitely. Like I say, man, it's definitely a lot out there, man. It's a lot going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Being a young man, not just an artist, but a father who had kids that he has to take care of, things that you're definitely doing in the community. Just your whole take on just, you know, the tug of war that's been going on, you know, speculating, you know, what they're going to do with our Social Security, Medicaid, different things, all the way down to a state level, you know, just a brief synopsis from you of exactly just how this impacts our entire community.
I mean, the people fail to realize it or not, it impacts everything, you know what I'm saying? And I was just listening to what she was just saying, and it just had me thinking, like, because they actually put this shit on the news for you out there to know, but yet still folks still jackballing their money, man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like, you would think, like we done lost that survival mentality we had, you know what I'm saying? Where we can eat out chili and South Sweet and make it a money and strip shit. Okay. Don't take care of each other because everybody wants to pretend they all got it together.
That's right.
That's why we ain't got shit. We